It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Paul and Silas singing in the prison. You can read this in Book of Acts, Chapter 16, verses 19 to 29. Paul and Silas, they were in the Macedonia, preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Demon-possessed girl started harassing them. Paul cast that demon out of her, and the master of that girl got mad because he lost his business. He dragged them to court, and court put them in prison. The word of God says multitude of people came against Paul and Silas, and they beat them up. So they were in miserable condition. Paul and Silas were praying and thanking God and singing in the midnight. Paul and Silas never complained. They were not angry at God. They were not angry at people at that particular time. And they were just praising God, thanking God, and praying. And the word of God says, the middle of the night, as they were praying and as they were singing, suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. When this thing happened, great earthquake, shaking whole the building, all the prisoners' chains falling apart, and Paul and Silas are free to run if they want to, but they didn't go anywhere. They were just sitting there and praising God and glorifying God. But the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But the Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Here we see, Paul was concerned about the prison guard. He did not want anyone to go to hell. If this man would have killed himself and he is not saved, he would have gone to hell. Before we die, we should make a decision. Where are we going to spend our eternity? Are we going to spend our eternity in hell or heaven? All these prisoners, they got chance to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But this prison guard, he was sleeping. If he would have killed himself, he would have been in hell. But Paul wanted to save his life. He didn't care. He was in pain. He had wounds all over his body. Silas had the same problem. They were not crying and weeping and groaning because of their pain, but they were rejoicing in the Lord that God gave them chance and captive audience to listen to them. So they were taking the chance and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ with prayers and with the songs. Each and every hymn has the gospel message. What we're learning from this? If you are born again child of God, in any situation, you should be thanking God and praising God. God knows everything. When the Paul and Silas were beaten, God saw that. When they were in prison, God saw that. When they were praising God and glorifying God, God saw from heaven. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Two of us agree touching anything, God hears our prayer. Paul and Silas, both of them agreed together, praying for the salvation of these people and praying for their deliverance from this prison. And God's presence was there. And so God did a miracle. When Peter was in prison, God sent angel to deliver the Peter. But this time God did not send angel, but he sent the earthquake. And everything was shaken. And God wanted these people to know, Paul and Silas, they are not running from this prison. Their job to give the message of salvation to the whole world. Why I am preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because God has saved me. He healed me time and time again. And He has called me with a definite high calling to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And I am concerned about your souls. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is a good chance. Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Once someone receives Jesus Christ as her or his Savior, Jesus comes in your heart. He changes you. And He wants you to be useful vessel of God. Just like Paul and Silas. Their goal was this, to win souls no matter what. Because hell is very terrible. We do not want anyone to go to hell. There are people who do not believe in hell. But doesn't matter, they believe it or they don't. Hell is real. And all sinners are going to go to hell. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He forgives all your sins. He washes away all your sins. He writes your name in heaven. And He makes us His children. We have passed from death unto life and no condemnation. That is a glorious thing. But once you have that kind of assurance, you should be rejoicing in the Lord. God can heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Not only that, He can use you, just like Paul and Silas, to win other people to Christ. I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. If there is someone having sickness or disease. And they tried everything and nothing is working out. God can heal any disease. There is nothing impossible with God. Whatever your problem is, let's put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. He's going to touch you, He's going to heal you, and He's going to use you for His glory. If there is someone close to you having problems, touch that person by faith. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. I agree with you. Let's pray together. And let's see the miracle hand of God working miracle through you and for you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable God. We come to you in the name of Jesus. And I believe, as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you are going to hear our prayer. The people are going to get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Lord Jesus, do miracle for each and every listener, and let their life shine for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. God heard my prayer and your prayer. Now you just encourage somebody, or encourage yourself. He did miracles for Paul and Silas and opened the prison doors. He can open the doors of opportunity for you, for job, for marriage, for healing, for prosperity, or anything you wanted. Start reading the Word of God. Start praying every day. Find a church where the full gospel is preached. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And I believe in my heart, you will never be the same.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.